Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday to y'all, and well, I guess I am just by myself today, and on this lovely Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Myra Rivera, aka Chica. I just want to announce about a friend of mine, you know, just to let you know, I'm just gonna do like a organization thing here going on, a little sponsoring here. People, I had a friend, you know, I was recently, like, in the beginning of the show, about 2 years ago, actually about, you know, years on by, like, a month ago, and she made a organization for prayers and everything called Let's Talk and Pray. So, for spiritual advice or anything that you want to talk to, her name is Ms. Marilyn Vasquez-Fierce, and her webpage is at www.letstalkandpray.com. And for more information, or phone numbers and, you know, addresses and stuff is on the webpage. Well, since my other guest here is not going to be able to make it today because I guess something just came up and stuff. So, I mean, people got commitments and stuff, you know. And right now I'm on my cell phone and I'm doing some technical difficulties because they're doing some upgrades in Windows. So, anywho, well, the Friday, you know, this Friday, the holidays. Christmas is coming up now. Next week after Christmas is New Year's. Let's start focusing on the friendship and relationship for 2016. Well, last week, last show, we were talking about friendship in 2016. That would become like a circle, and how we can't be in the circle from the beginning of 2016 to the end of 2016. Well, I mentioned about three questions last week up in the Facebook page, and, you know, people can pick just one, and I guess I hadn't recently answered on live air, but some people didn't want to do it, so I'm not, you know, I'm not going to complain. No worry about it. About, you know, friendship. Well, right now, let's talk about relationships. So I had a friend recently, I just trying to find a topic, trying to get some ideas, and I was like, well, let's go do relationships. I was like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and do that. So, right now, relationships and friendships, we're kind of, it's exactly the same thing. I mean, my point of view is exactly the same thing. I don't know everybody else is out there. But, I don't know, it's kind of like a really tough decision how people in general can do to get to know a person. Okay, all right, so for example, I get to know a person. I want to start off as friends. First, because, you know, it's like who the person is, who they are, you know, what they do for a living. And I mean, we don't want anything going to turmoil in the future. Okay? Well, right now, you know, the true love. To find a really true love for 2016, it's very common, very rare. Sometimes, you know, it's very difficult in life. And, you know, what we're going through, you know, right now with the abuse, the domestic violence and all that stuff that's going on, you know, I guess with that, to me, I think we made a mistake. And not just all females made a mistake. It's just both male and female. Why is that? Things first. I hope you guys are listening here because technically I'm on a cell phone. I really do not like this at all, but but I'm sure that right now, when you want to find your true love in this moment and start a new year with that true love, with that kiss or anything whatsoever, make sure you do the right thing as communicating. Respect each other and do what you gotta do in life. By all means, I don't know what to say. I mean, that's the only thing I can say about that. You know, how would you gonna find your true love's kiss on New Year's Eve when it comes today, you know? Well, you know, you just got to find the right person before that. You know? But let's go on to something. For those who find their love, you know, during the summertime and, you know, September to December, you know, who knows? But for those who find them, true love at those periods at that time this year, I give you kudos. Kudos meaning like cheers for you. You know, very happy for you. But, you know, even though like I don't get one. But at least I got my sons, but I don't know so much. They're my kids, that's my life. But anyway, what's going to be focused on the relationships and friendship? They're, to me, exactly the same. They're exactly the same because why can we like develop everything from the get-go, from the beginning? Well, we're going to start, okay? We start as friends, right? Then what's the next step we do? Get on, you know, go on a date, go on here, go to the club, go this, go that. And let's just say everything goes out pretty well. But our son might come in. What's going to happen there? I have recently been listening to some of the blog talk radios, other shows with about relationships and stuff, and by all means, they're pretty good. And you guys, I highly recommend, for those who are listening, I'll go to the web pages, you know, go to the Blog Talk Radio. Just go and listen to it. Trust me, it will be a best tool ever. Also, one thing. There's this gentleman, and it's recently my friend, he posted on Facebook today about relationship. And the gentleman's name is Trey Shelton. If everybody knows who he is, if you've ever been to YouTube or to, how do you call it, Facebook pages or anything whatsoever, people, please go to that page because let me tell you something. When I first went on that video, when I saw that video today, it just started to me because it's like the advice from heaven for me. Okay. I highly recommend for you guys to listen to his videos to get the understanding of it because I've been there, I've been done that, and right now is when he said, take things slow. Don't rush into it. And he's absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. He is absolutely right. And right now, how do you call it? Just go ahead and do it. Please, if you have any comments, questions, please call me at 657-383-0357. I'm very pleased to hear your guys' voice. I'm just going to go ahead and post this on Facebook right now, so my computer, so I don't know why my computer's been acting up today, and I'm not nervous or anything, but it's just, you know, I just don't like it when things happen like that in the last minute. So yeah. let's see here. We have a caller note. All right. Okay, well, basically, right now, the holidays are coming up. This week coming up. And hopefully with the relationship with my kids and for my parents, I mean, it's been rough. Excuse me, I'm so tired. It's been a little rough, but what are you gonna do? I know there's gonna be fights, like relationship does. I know there's gonna be arguments, like relationship does. I mean, friends fight, couples fight. We all fight. We're all humans. What can I say? You know? And by all means, you know, what can we do to have no drama in 2016? It's hard. We always gonna have drama any day, any time, any year, any decade, any God knows what. But we gotta take care of ourselves. So I guess my best advice is to y'all, and if you wanna follow it, that's fine. But listen to this. But by all means, if you want to build a really good relationship in life, by all means, get to know a person very well. Ask questions, because you don't know if that person might be a, you know, drug dealer or whoever it is, you know. I mean, I'm not going to be judging about that, but you guys got to, you know, prevent yourself to get into trouble. So, people, listen a minute. I know this is going to be a boring day. This is a boring night for me. But I'm doing my best I can. I'm just going to be talking for 90 minutes. And, I'm alone, you know, so, and nobody right here to help me out, but, and that's the thing, there's another thing about it, people get commitments, people have commitments in a lot of things in life. I was just going to force myself to do the show by myself, because if my friend's not going to be there, I'll do it myself. I mean, I'm not mad. I'm not mad at nobody. I'm still, you know, in a tight of situation here with the weeks and stuff, but my week just got a little tied up for me. But, I'm going to say, I mean, it's just pure craziness. I mean, I love my friends as, like, you know, we're like two peas in a pod. You know, me and my best friend, Lady M, we both are like two peas in a pod. We're 3 months apart, born the same year, born a different month. 3 months apart. I mean, we're like unstoppable. We're like two peas in a pod. We're just like sisters. And years come by and we didn't have no fights. I mean, we may have disappointments, disagreements and everything, but in certain things, you know, we fix our problems. So, that's how it is. Got to know her in high school through another friend, which I technically barely talked to her, my other friend, that much, Lady N. But Lady N, she's okay with it. I mean, she got her own life and settled and everything. But it's okay. I always keep that in my mind, you know. And a good thing is that you always keep your friends in your mind, your good friends who supported you at that time, everything. Like wondering, wow, I wonder what that person's doing in life. You know? I mean, yeah, I have bad people, backstabbers. I mean, I have people been through situation that they were their friends and then they stabbed them back. Well, you just gotta be careful who you hang out with. Like I said on the last show, be careful who you hang out with, because it might end up in turmoil, which is true. So, what? As we, as the human beings, can fix the situation. End up being hurt, end up causing fights, because people fight. They physically, mentally, everything. And the number one rule is never talk a person behind their backs. And I barely, hey, I did that too. And that was the biggest mistake ever, people. Don't you ever do that. Talk about people behind their backs like that. I mean, it does hurt. Even though right now, this next week, I'm gonna be doing a Christmas special coming up and preparing all those, songs and music and, how we celebrate Christmas and all that stuff and how we're, I mean, like we did the last show about the difference between Christmas and Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas and all that stuff. Well, it's a big, huge difference in life. So, how we celebrate it, people celebrate differently. Some people celebrate quietly, some people celebrate with a lot of people. Some people celebrate, with drinking, and some people celebrate everything they like, Going out to clubs, going out, with their friends, traveling, all that stuff. But my main celebration is with my kids. I like to celebrate with my boys. I like to celebrate with my mom, my dad. And my friends come over and wish me a Merry Christmas. I'll be blessed. If I get a phone call or text message saying Merry Christmas, I'm blessed. I'm happy. Well, blessed are you, or happy you. I'm blessed. I like for the next show to be very festive because all my friends just see how well I can do this, how we can celebrate Christmas. What? Time will tell. Went to a Christmas party yesterday. Was a children's Christmas party. Very cute. Very adorable. Little activity, making cookies, putting frostings on there. put sprinkles on top of it. That's like, wow. That's a, like a relationship to your kid. And relationship can be anything. Loving your kids, loving your parents, loving your grandma, grandpa, loving someone, even though they're not there in their life, but they're here spiritually. You know, they have a good relationship. Always remember things. Good thoughts, not bad. And the relationship between me and my oldest was pretty good. Teach him a little things here and there. You know, be bonded together. You know, and that's how it's supposed to be. Relationship could be anything. And friendship is like more like a supportive person. When we focus that, those years, try always communicate if you can. And understand each other, trust each other. Be in a relationship and you have friends. And you know, 9 times out of 10, I say, everybody say it, 9 times out of 10, people go through a crazy relationship. You know, controlling, the hate, you know, negativities, probably everything's the same thing. Hate, negativity is the same thing, but what do you say? Well, many people out there in a relationship with God, and I mean, anything. I am, on the other hand, in a relationship with myself and my kids. I'm probably wrong. And I should love my family too. Let me put it this way. 2016 hit. I'm gonna mainly focus on my kids and my family. Because I have my friends, my true friends. I want to focus on them too. Because whoever there out there supported me, I really do thank you for that. And, let's just say, excuse me. I really got nothing really to say. I mean, right now in a relationship and friendship, we can build it up as a team. Because we're in a circle of life. I'm really like, you know, death and stuff, but part of the circle. We got trust. Well, with that gentleman, when I saw Facebook, he is, to me, the best. I mean, he knocked the sense out of me when I saw the videos. So, name again is Trent, Trent, and Shelton is Shelton. So, find him on Facebook, find him on YouTube, do a Google search, do whatever. Watch the video and you will see the biggest change you're going to have in your life. Okay? Once again, I'm going to give a couple minutes here because this is going to be a short. I want to do it 90 minutes, but I think it's going to be a short one because I don't know about anybody here. And I'm going to make this really, really short here today. So, guys, this Friday, same time, probably day by Christmas, there'll be a Christmas special here coming up Friday night. And Saturday, I'll be good to be determined. So hopefully I can see you guys then. I am about to sign out for a little bit. And go down to part of my Facebook page, Facebook group page, which is what's going on. Let me see, let me make sure I get this correctly because I don't want to, you know, give you the wrong information. There's What's Going On, aka The Chica Show, at Blog Talk Radio. It's on Facebook page. Feel free to go add on yourself and let me give you some information here. How you call it? Then we go on there. Saturday it'll be to be determined what I'm gonna do because due to Friday, you know, the Friday night show it's gonna be a little longer last bit, but might be at the same time in it, but guys, once again, thank you for listening. I do apologize for this. My computer was acting up and everything. I was on my cell phone. Oh, we have a caller. Hello? Hello, caller? Hello? Hello? Hello, caller? Hello, caller? Let me go fix this here. Okay. I'm going to take a little quick break here. And by the way, I'm going to go ahead and continue. Never mind that. I'm going to continue on. I'm going to take a little quick break here. And let's see here. I'm going to take a really, really quick break. And let's see here. Okay. I'm just going through right now on my phone, so. Because my thing is having some problems here. Go ahead and. Okay. All right, caller. All right. This is going to be make a real quick thing here, so I'm going to go ahead and take care of this matter here. All right. Okay. Okay, I'm probably on here. Yeah. Okay, good. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. I guess I have to drop call here. Well, let me go ahead and take a little quick break here. So, I have 53 minutes remaining. I'm going to go ahead and just put on some little samples of Christmas songs for next week's show. So, let me go ahead and let me see here. I'm going to go ahead and get on. Well, let me go ahead and take a little quick break, okay? I can get my collar back on. So. So, let me go ahead. So, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and make this real quick here. So, I'm going to talk to y'all for a little bit here. Okay, this is kind of weird. They're acting up here. All right. It's not good. My computer's acting up like train on yin yang. I wanted to end, but I'm going to continue on. I'm not going to give up. You guys, thank you for everything here. So, yes, sir. Okay. Yes, I got some technical difficulties here. Oh my phone line, so let me go ahead and give a call. Let me call my guest here. So while we go, I'm gonna take another quick break here. So bear with me, okay? Okay. All right then.
Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad.
Alright, we're back. I'm just gonna call my guest here. She's not available. Well. She's available.
You have reached mailbox number 27.
Okay, well, she's not available. Well, oh boy. There's too many upgrades to make this going on. My computer's acting up. I don't know. I'm trying to. It's crazy. Doing the best I can here. Right now, I'm having some technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen. The show is not, you know, how I suspected, but I'm thinking about ending it a little tad earlier, I suspect. But the songs that you're listening to is for the next week's show. It's a little samples here and there. I'm going to put some more music on there. So by all means, what we can do is, I guess we can, like, you know, get everything settled and just please take care of yourselves. Get to know the person. By all means, I mean, it's very difficult to be in a situation that, you know, where you have to go through crazy situation. So, you know, I mean, it's very difficult. You know, I mean, I love myself. I love my friends. I want to be, you know, very supportive. Love my family. And I love it. So yeah. I mean, I try the best I can. But, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry, but because I've been trying to get a hold of my friend here, let me see, this is crazy, well, you guys, I'm just going to go ahead and sign off for today. Right now, once again, Friday, 10 o'clock Central Time, I'm going to have a Christmas special. Hopefully, my guests will be here, and if not, then, you know, I'll wish them, if you're listening, guys, I wish you guys a Merry Christmas, and the happiest new year ever. I mean, don't put me wrong. I mean, it's, you know, very craziest thing ever. And, like I said, try to focus on yourself to be in a relationship and in a friendship. That's one thing. Second of all, try to always communicate with each other and see how you guys are doing okay, or, you know, hope everything goes well. I mean, don't be a stranger, just to communicate. Next thing is, how you call it? Don't just pray. I mean, yeah, enemies out there, just pray for them. Just don't hate on each other in certain things. Last thing is, be yourself, and do what you gotta do. Focus on this year and focus on the future. Because right now, everybody's going through commitments. Everybody's going through a situation. Everybody's going through a stage, a life, a drama, and everything. You know, don't try to be involved in their drama, but just try to help, but don't be too involved, okay? And one last thing before I go early. I mean, I do apologize for, you know, for everything. But just don't be too involved in everything. Okay? Once again, I wish you guys the happiest holidays. Friday, yeah, I know, it's a special time. Hopefully with the music and, you know, it's going to be like a little party, though. Hopefully I get my friends along and everything, and if not, then I'll go ahead and, you know, do this by myself again. And hope you guys enjoy your week and don't spend too much. Be safe, be careful. I'll keep your thoughts and prayers to y'all. I mean, I love you guys so much. I mean, you guys are like the supporters, so I'm trying to see if I can, you know, go through, you know, school for radio broadcasting. So, good news for me. I hope this is what helped me out a lot, but I mean, I'm getting more confidence myself, but in a way, I mean, by myself, I mean, it's nerve wracking. You know, I wish I have a mentor out there, but, you know, doing this by yourself is kind of crazy. But, you know, I have some ideas. Well, it's signed all black. Never want to do it, but got some on the news here. When we talk about friendship and relationship, say one quick thing. I just recently saw a video about PETA. Everybody know what PETA is. It's like an organization for, you know, animal rights and stuff. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. Well, there's this lady, a woman lady, and she worried about her cat, and she got a good relationship. I mean, it was so good that it just, you know, makes her very upset and just make her sad that cat haven't eaten days. So, the people who helped her took the cat, gave her treatment, finally ate, finally, you know, used the bathroom. I mean, boy, that lady was so thrilled. You just don't know how the relationship, the friendship of it, of this animal had. And don't put me wrong. Everybody get a relationship with their animals. They bond like crazy. I mean, dogs, cats, you know, any type of pet you got. I mean, you get a good relationship with them. It's a bonding, we call it. And nevertheless that, you know, they protect you. Become friends and you love that animal. It's a beautiful bonding. So let's put it this way, people. I used to have an animal. I used to have a dog. And me and this dog, well, we had this thing. I used to hate him, and I love him. I love him because he was a very protecting dog. Our lives and everything. But I sure don't like him when he marked his territory. Oh, my Lord. But I still have the relationship with that dog. That dog is crazy. I mean, I love crazy dogs. I like crazy animals. You know. But the animal, me and him, our relationship is not that very strong, but we should bond. But with my parents, they're really bond. My dog, they're really bond with my parents. They're protective. This is a feeling. The trust. Everything out there. But see, it's not just human beings. We have to build relationship and friendship. It's the animals too. How are you going to put that animal into your house? You got to trust them. You got to build trust. It's like you invite someone into your house. Anything whatsoever. You got to trust someone. By all means, it don't matter if it's your best friend, your sister, your brother, your cousin. You gotta trust people. Relationship, friendship is the trust. People feel that a lot. People do fail. Why they fail? What's the reason why they fail? Okay, let's set an example. You have a roommate, okay? And with a roommate, you think like, oh, I trust this roommate. He'll pay the rent on time. He'll pay my utilities on time. He'll pay half. Everything is in half. Don't put it wrong. Everything is in half. He'll pay, you know, the groceries, give me some money for the groceries, to, like, it's your best friend. Sometimes you could be your best friend, your sister, can't do things behind your back. Stealing. You know, I mean, taking these without permission is part of stealing. That's stealing too, but I mean, a lot of damage there. So, people, you focus on 2016 for the relationship and friendship, whatever it is the trust. How many people feel that? A lot. How many people cause problems with that? Oh, you don't even want to know. Look it up. Listen to the Blog Talk Radios out there, people, about friendship, relationship. I mean, there's so many categories out there. Okay? I mean, I'm not the one. I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a therapist, no certified therapist, I'm not. Being through a situation, okay? I'm not going to go into details. But yeah, I've been through a situation. We get to a point that, yeah, I would have been gone. I would have been, I don't have been here. I will not be in this life on the air while talk radio right now. If I was still with this individual, I say no name, but if I was still been with that individual, I would have not been here live on the air right now because of people think I did the right thing. That's support. People tell me you need to get out of there. That's support. People tell me you're up to no good. You need to leave. You see, relationships, they always say they come and go, but friends always stick together like glue forever. I don't know if I'm right or am I wrong, but I mean, I love you guys as like two peas in a pod. Stay with me, people. Stay with me. But you guys, relationships can be anything. Friendship is the same thing. I have a friend who has a dog. Really good bonding with him. That's a friendship. The relationship of it, they love each other. God knows. Because he really cares, the master cares about the dog. Loves the master, but the master loves him. That's a relationship. Am I right? Send me a comment. Send me a comment on Facebook. But I know this is kind of like a boring time now. I'm very sorry. I wish my caller was there, but she disappeared. So, guys, I'm to say about Friday again and again and again. I'm just going to repeat this again. This Friday, 10 o'clock. We have a Christmas special. Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun is to ride. Crazy. But once again, thank you very much for listening. I hope you guys are listening around the world, but kind of like a dud show, so it's people got so many commitments and stuff, so I think this week coming up is going to be okay, so it's the holidays, and we will try to vent over there, you know, outside of the community out there, and oh yeah, by the way, I got to check something out here real quick here. Shoot. And so when everything goes well on my computer, this is one of the little quick announcements here. Oh, yeah, Star Wars just came out. Not really big for Star Wars. I'm sorry, you guys. They say it's a pretty good movie, so I'm going to watch it. Watch it this weekend. I think there's some more movies coming out this week. Let me see here. There's a lot of things going on here. Well, that's about it so far. Once again, the Christmas holidays are coming up, and that's it. But once again, like the PETA incident, you know, gotta be bonded with your animals. Be involved. That you're supporting everything. Oh yeah, today is the Democratic Day talk stuff. I'm not into politics, so don't mind that. And let me see here. That's about it. Nothing new here. So I think now just Christmas is coming up, and hope you guys have a great holiday. And like I said, on Friday, 10 o'clock, I'll be there, do my show. So I'm going to end this right now. So once again, thank you very much. And I'll be live on podcast, and it's a duh, just to let you guys know. Please forgive me. I mean, it's just, you know, I got nobody else out there, so I'm trying to get this computer fixed up, and this week coming up, I don't have any more technical difficulties. So, once again, thank you so much for listening, and hope I'll see you guys Friday at 10 o'clock, and I will have another show coming up on Saturday night, the same time. Both will be probably 90 minutes long, because maybe one will be 120 because of the music, but I'll let you guys know on my Facebook page. We go up there to What's Going On, aka the Chica Show Blog Talk Radio. Let you guys know. Okay, I'm gonna leave early, so thank you very much again. You guys have a blessed night, and see you guys Friday. Bye bye. Oh, well, we got a caller here. Never mind. Hold on. Hello? Hello, caller. Once again, thank you for listening. Basically, we're talking about friendship here, relationship, what is the difference of it. We just listening about it. If you have any certain questions, feel free to ask away. Daddy, hello?
Calling from Springfield.
Hi, how you doing?
I got an 8-inch cock that's fat.
Okay, never mind then. Never mind, don't worry about that. He's just his blood about it, so. Alright. Once again, I'm going to leave a little early because I got so many haters out there, so. Thanks again. You guys have a wonderful night, and thank you, and Hope we see you guys on Friday. Ciao.